Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week, we're studying one of God's characteristics, how God is one, how God wants an exclusive relationship with his people. To learn that, we're going to be studying a story in the Bible that happened right after Moses was given the Ten Commandments. God, as we studied last week, invited Moses to come climb a mountain where he had this up-close personal encounter with God. And God gave him the law, the Ten Commandments, were given to Moses and even written on stone tablets. These were the 10 laws that were going to really define how Israel, the nation of Israel, would thank God for what he'd done for them, saving them from slavery in Egypt. So, review last week's content if you want to just remind yourself of what the Ten Commandments are. You'll note that two of them have to do with worshiping God and God alone. You'll have no other gods than me, and do not worship graven images or idols or little golden statues of anything. And that is exactly what happened precisely at the moment that God was giving those commandments to Israel. Here's what happened.
And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, for your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a golden calf, and have worshipped it, and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may make a great nation of you.' But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, 'O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, "With evil intent did he bring them out, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth"? Turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord relented from the disaster he had spoken of bringing on his people. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets that were written on both sides, on the front and on the back they were written. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, 'There is a noise of war in the camp.' But he said, 'It is not the sound of shouting for victory, or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear.' And as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf that they had made and burned it with fire, and ground it to powder, and scattered it on the water, and made the people of Israel drink it."
Now remember, that all happened right after Moses received the Ten Commandments directly from God, two of which dealt with not worshiping idols and not worshiping anything other than God. At the very moment Israel is being given these laws, they are breaking them. It's just such a poignant example of how broken and messed up humanity can be. How often has that happened in your life, where just at the moment you should be doing your best, you're actually doing your worst? It happens, and it happened to Israel. Now, the words used to describe God's reaction are pretty strong words. Words like wrath, anger, burning anger. This sounds like it's such a strong reaction to this that it's clearly personal to God. And Moses gets that. Moses takes those tablets and he breaks them on the ground when he sees what's happening. It's actually pretty symbolic. And that's part of what I want you to think about today before we learn more about this tomorrow.
Why do you think God would take this so seriously? And what do you think broken tablets were supposed to represent?
Now, a really important part of being a Redeem the Commute user is that you're not doing this alone, but you're sharing our challenges with others, that you're forming a little community of people around you. So share our challenges with somebody. Even if you're not together a lot, watch the videos at the same time, listen to the podcasts, read them, whatever works for you. And then whenever you are together, discuss what you've been learning. So have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.